podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Woman in Vermont is in bad shape after severe bites from a black widow spider that was hidden in her bag of grapes that she bought at the store.
Yeah.
You know what I say, Jeremy? That's what you get for eating fruit.
Is that what it is? You'd never find that in licorice.
No, you ain't going to find it in a bag of Oreos, are you?
No, you will not.
That'll learn her.
No more grapes for me.
You know what I'm...
Stupid fruit.
And the funny thing is, what am I eating right
grapes,
now?
You got
I'm eating grapes.
Grapes
right now.
Time to switch over,
I'm
man.
Looking for spiders. You know how I am about spiders. Are there spiders
right
in there?
Nope. Time to switch over to Skittles.
I was having this discussion with somebody a couple of days ago here in the studio about relationships and how, and I'm talking about personal relationships, and how people like to say that relationships are 50-50. Well, you know, it's 50-50. It's give and take. It's 50. I'm thinking very few relationships, I'm guessing, are ever 50-50. There's always one person, and really sometimes as just an outsider, you can look at another couple and you can tell who calls the shots in that relationship.
Sure.
And I think we might have assumed, you know, that 100 years ago, it was always the man who called all the shots. But that ain't the case anymore. And you can see a lot of couples out and about where, you know, like she makes the decision on just about everything.
She dressed him. I have a feeling she dressed
yeah,
him.
Yeah, doggone right. You know, and I'm sure there are times when it's got a little ebb and flow. Like, you know, relationships go through things where one person has to kind of pick up the bulk of the responsibility from time to time. And I get that. But just in general, you know, everybody who's listening right now who's in a relationship, who would they honestly say is the boss in that relationship? Because it's not 50-50. Who's the boss in the relationship? Who's the boss in your relationship?
I'm trying to think about it, man, because I'm sorry. I feel like it's 50-50.
But you know it's not, and I think it's
you.
You
boil it down. Do you?
Yeah, here's why. And I'm not saying Nicole's not a strong woman, because she very much is. But you tend to get your way with almost everything.
Sure.
I mean, whatever you guys do,
I wear her
get
down,
your way.
Though, I think is what it is.
So maybe you're not so much the boss as you're the irritant.
I'm a slight irritant, yeah. I think there's different layers, because I think I'm a boss when it comes to like car stuff, yard stuff, house stuff. And she's the boss when it comes to kids stuff. Chores and telling me not to cheat on her. That's she's the boss when it comes to those three okay. things. I think. Don't sleep with anybody else. All right, yes, ma'am. So I think there's just different layers. So I don't know. Maybe if you have more of those categories in your camp, more things that you're the boss of, then bump you to the top. Maybe
you get a chip for each item, maybe,
yeah.
and then at the end of the whole session, you add up who has the most chips,
who has the biggest pot, and, yeah.
the biggest pile of chips in front of them,
and then ding, I'm the boss. Mm-hmm.
And here's I was talking about this also with a friend of mine because I said we were going to be talking about this on the show, and this is a friend of mine who's divorced and said that when she was married, she had to be the boss because her husband never did anything. He would not make a single decision. Drove her freaking crazy because everything she had to make the decision. And she said once she got divorced and then started dating other people, it was such a joy to come across people who would make decisions and she didn't have to be the boss. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when we say who's the boss, it's not even somebody who wants to be necessarily. They're forced into that position and they kind of deep down hate it. Because mm-hmm. they're with someone who won't even pick a place to go eat.
I hate that. Yeah. And
you know?
I can't imagine that like tenfold on every little thing. What kind of car should we buy? I don't know.
Yeah. What do you want to have for dinner?
I don't care. Don't know.
What do you want to do this weekend? I don't care.
Vacation? I don't know.
And I know that some people are listening to this and saying, well, I'm just being, you know, agreeable. I'm letting them pick. After a while, usually the person who has to pick everything would give anything if you would just put on your big boy or big girl panties. And stand up and make a decision about something.
Are my panties clean? I don't know.
Yours are. Yours are baggy.
Old baggy panties.
You know, BP.
Do you want to take calls on this?
I do. Here's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going quite well. What do you say about this? Who's the boss in your family?
Well, it is my wife, but I have to force her to make the decisions because every time I suggest something, it always comes back with, oh, well, I don't want to eat that, or yeah, I don't want to see that movie.
Then why'd you ask?
Right.
Yes, exactly.
So,
that's what I feel.
So what you're saying is you'll go, where do you want to have for dinner? She says, what do you want to have for dinner? And you say, well,
spaghetti sounds great.
Yeah. And then she goes, no, but I don't want to do spaghetti.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then so it used to be I would suggest something and get shot down, suggest something else and get shot down. And then now I suggest something and she shoots it down. I said, okay, now it's your turn.
Oh,
yeah, throw it right back at her.
You just shift it right over to her.
How do you guys get anything done?
Yeah.
It's a lot of back and forth.
You just drive around in circles in town.
A lot of volleyball going on.
End up back home. Ben, thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. See, I knew this was going to... Look, it's already striking a nerve with people. This is it pronounced Loma?
Lorna.
Lorna. Hi, Lorna.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what do you have to say about this?
I would agree with Ben. I have a boyfriend who doesn't make any decisions, and I'll just sit there until he actually makes it. And it can sometimes take a while, but I don't want to be the boss, so I kind of give it off to him.
Why don't you want to be the boss?
Well, every girl wants that guy that'll just be like, hey, get in the car. We're going to go do this. It's going to be fun. That kind of little surprise.
Well, tell me off what you told me off the air, too, Lorna, about why you think you're the boss. Come on.
I graduated on time in 4 years and landed like the perfect job that you could ask for. And so now that I'm making a lot of money, he kind of hands it off to me now and's like, oh, well, she's got it. No problem.
Wait a minute. Are you saying because you make more money, you think that by default probably makes you the boss? Because look, don't.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Now, see, the thing is, you can say yes and you're not going to be a bad person. Because I think a lot of people understand that sometimes in a relationship, the person who makes more money just by default gets to call the shots sometimes. And it's maybe not, we might like turn our nose up at that, but that's kind of the way it happens in a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
Right? You just don't want to own it, do you?
No.
You're funny. Good for you. Listen, thanks for being on the show.
You guys have a great day.
All right. We will. We appreciate that. Here's Bob. Hello, Bob. What do you say about all this?
Well, I tend to agree with Jeremy. In our situation, today is our 38th wedding anniversary.
Holy cow, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And the reason I think we've been married so long, and my best friend, is that we both have strong personalities, so we're never wishy-washy with each other. There might be one week, it might be she's, you could say, the boss 70% of the time. Some weeks I'm the boss more.
Yeah, it flips back and forth, doesn't it?
It just kind of flips back and forth based on it because we're not wishy-washy. You know, some nights for dinner I'll say I don't care, but I don't do that every night. And you know, sometimes I say, well, I'd really like to have tilapia. Can we make that? You know, so...
Nobody ever suggests tilapia.
Nobody ever makes tilapia themselves. You always go to McCormick's to get tilapia. Bob, we got to run. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. Yeah, you don't make it. You go out and squishy. Order it. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
All right, who's the boss?
Okay, well, I kind of am. I'm more controlling than my husband, and he's very easygoing. And when we first started our relationship, it was kind of like I would ask him to, because I didn't want to be controlling, so I'd ask him, what do you want to do? And he'd be like, well, what do you want to do? And it drove me absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said, you know, here's the deal. I'm good with making choices and decisions, but at some point I get tired of it. And when I say you decide, you better decide.
Oh, yeah. Did he learn his lesson? Did he learn?
Oh, yeah. When I'm done, I just like, okay, you got to do it. And he does. He takes over and he does it and he'll make choices and decisions.
Judy,
so
I want you to know you're speaking for a large number of women who listen to this show because there are a lot of them who are fed up with a guy who will not make a decision.
Well, and it's not that he can't make decisions. He's just so easygoing that it just doesn't really matter to him.
Oh, I get you. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
He's chill.
Their heart is in the right place. They want to be doing something for you and letting you decide. But there are times you just want to put your feet up and have somebody steer the car.
Yep, and I tell him that, and he does. He takes over, and it works out really good.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Judy. Chris, you got any 2 cents worth to add to this?
Well, I think it's pretty funny that women have to give men permission to make a decision.
What do you mean?
Well, like she just said, well, I tell him to make a decision, and then he does.
Oh, is it my turn? Is it my turn? Can I do it now?
Like, who's in control there? I'm letting you make a decision this one time.
So in a way, she still is in control.
Exactly.
Huh?
There's even something in parentheses. The parentheses, she'll say, I'm letting you make the decision. And then in parentheses, it's, and it better be the right one.
Yep.
make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.